Captain Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
Bears.
What's going on today in the animal kingdom? Chimps throwing feces? Wild boars snacking on faces? Cougar on the loose?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps some horny mammals humping? Let's find out together. Animal Stories on Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000.
So we have a text chain called the Morning Show Text Chain. It's you, it's me, it's Danny, it's Jeff, it's JR.
Appropriately named?
Correct. And so we'll share, oh, that's an interesting story. That's an interesting take or tweet. And we share it. Audio, video, thoughts, whatever it is. And then Danny and Jeff and JR get in here. They put the show together. Danny says, let's have a meeting. We chop all this up. You sent Danny a video. So you sent this video that's now gone viral. I mean, I'm getting it in all these different sites that I subscribe to, the New York Post and the Sun Times and the Tribune. They're all sharing this video. So this poor chicken, it's a beautiful summer day.
Yes.
This chicken's out like in the in a pen. And there's a bunch of animals. It's on a farm. And out of nowhere, while he's just chilling, just enjoying his day, bam! A hawk swoops down and tries to take him.
The old hawk, yes.
The hawk swoops down, tries to snatch the chicken and take him with him for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Another chicken in the yard comes racing over and tries to prevent the hawk from messing with his buddy. The hawk bats him away like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes a goat. And the goat is the goat of all time. He F's up the hawk. And the hawk takes off and leaves poor Mr. Chicken alone. He gets up and runs back in his coop like, I'm out of here. Dude, that video is amazing.
Please put that up on our social, at Cap J Hood, Danny.
Already out, my man.
Is it already up there? That is just amazing. So, Danny, can you just break it down? I sent you this last night. I didn't know that this is going to be a topic. I just thought that for our animal stories, this could fit. But there's feathers everywhere from the fight.
Listen,
you notice this?
You don't mess with a hawk, right? Like, hawks are vicious birds of prey. And it grabs a hold of this chicken, and as it starts attacking the chicken, feathers are everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know that chicken is going to be the hawk's lunch. And I applaud the other chicken for thinking, I'm going to go help my buddy out. But that's like one of those instances where you're at a bar and your buddy gets in a fight and the guy he's fighting with looks like Hulk Hogan, and you know, maybe I should just stay away. Like, that was admirable of the chicken, but like, he had no shot. The fact that the goat goes over there, like, I didn't realize farm animals could have relationships and loyalty and, like,
they
look out for each other.
Do.
It's incredible. Like, I did not know animals could function in that manner. Now, I will say this, and you know, Yom Kippur's tomorrow, so I'll atone for it. But I'm the one guy that watches this video and is rooting for the hawk.
You want the hawk to destroy the chicken?
That's the circle of life, man.
That chicken was having a good day. He was out in the pen, like a big, huge thing. Like, he wasn't cooped up. He's
that hawk's
got to
eat. That hawk's got to eat to survive. The hawk's got a job to do, man.
He just swoops in. Like Cap said it perfectly. The chicken's just having a good day. It's a sunshiny day. Just like, ah, it feels so good. Oh, God! Get off of me! My feathers! And all of a sudden, and it shows you how animals are friends. The goat says, that's not happening, pal.
And he came
roaring in. Yes. I mean, but the chicken just like chilling, man.
Yeah.
It's like, man, this has been a good day. I've had a good breakfast. Sun feels good on my...
Oh, God! Yes! Jesus! Get off of me!
I mean,
that hawk had evil intent with those talons.
Yes. I mean, he was going to pick him up and probably take him to a nest or something, right?
How great would that video have been if the hawk took off with the chicken?
I think that was likely. chicken hawk, right? Regular hawk or chicken hawk? We don't know. You can't see from this video. But I think he's going to pick up that chicken and just take him.
That was, I felt bad for that chicken. He's just chilling.
But see,
he's got one of his buddies there. They probably had morning coffee together.
Everything surrounds coffee.
The best is when you got to see the video. The best is the chicken's like eating something in the grass. I don't know if it's picking for worms or grubs and all of a sudden, but he sees the hawk swooping in. He looks up and he just takes off running.
Oh,
he knows my life is over.
Oh my God.
I'm done.
Goat, help me. Goat, you're over there, goat. Oh, Jesus. Oh. How about the second chicken coming in trying to save him?
I applaud that chicken for bravery, but, like, honestly, dude, you're not going to get rid of that hawk.
See, typical Danny, he's rooting for the chicken hawk, looking for death
right.
and destruction.
It's the circle of life. That hawk's got a job to do. If you don't want to have rats and rodents and those things, you need hawks to clean them up.
The chicken's there having a good time, and all of a sudden,
yes! Hell yes! I'm going to eat me some chicken. Yes.
Like, you know when?
How about that, Stone Pony?
Wow.
Yes.
You know, like in Top Gun, when they lock on the opponent, the enemy, I got good tone and then he fires. That's the way the hawk is. He's flying.
That chicken. That chicken is going to grab some bench. Yes.
That goat is a hero.
Did I ever tell you the story? We back up, our house backs up to a forest preserve. And every once in a while, birds fly into our windows. People deal with this all the time.
Yes.
But one time a bird flew into our window, hit it, boom, fell to the ground. We heard it. Me and my wife ran to the screen door to look out the back window. There's a bird laying in the middle of our lawn. All of a sudden, a giant hawk swoops down, picks up that bird, and is off. My wife was sick, and I was like, yes, that was the greatest thing ever.
That's awful.
See, he loves the destruction.
Do NFL players wear cups? A protective cup? That is in 2 minutes.
Yes!
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Driving down the fairway with Adam Abdallah yesterday at our station golf outing. And I get these alerts on my phone, and this alert pops up. And I look at it, and I took my breath away because I'm a huge Norm Macdonald fan. Danny actually saw him in person. I never got to see him in person, but loved him. Thought he was phenomenal. It says, legendary comedian Norm Macdonald, dead at 61, had a 9-year battle with cancer that he kept from his fans, many members of his family, because he said, I just wanted to do my job and I wanted to make people laugh and I didn't want to burden them with that.
Yes, I remember watching Norm on Saturday Night Live and he would do Weekend Update. And, you know, the reason why that I like Norm Macdonald is because he was not afraid to be able to make people squirm.
Correct.
With his comedy, right?
Correct.
So for some people, it's uncomfortable. It's the kind of comedy that I like. And again, I don't consider myself a comedian. I like to observe people, mm-hmm. and I get laughs and comedy from observing people, mm-hmm. right? And so when you think about Norm Macdonald, he would say things and you'd hear like, oh, a gasp and a laugh and a giggle, and then either people didn't get it or they did get it. But the point is, though, is that he was not afraid to be able to make you uncomfortable in something that is actually funny.
So perfect segue.
Yeah.
Perfect segue you just laid out there. Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, mm-hmm. dies. He gets attacked by like a stingray.
Yeah, that's right.
He is on The Daily Show, and this is 10 days after the crocodile hunter.
It was exactly 10 days after he died. Exactly 10 days after the crocodile hunter was killed.
And so a lot of people said, way too soon. You can't make jokes about that. Well, don't tell Norm that.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think
you're going to make him
sad. Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think, I don't know, people calling me, man, they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this.
This is not good to do.
He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know, I had to be pissed about it, word of crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so, you know, the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Please don't do this anymore. Yo, Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother... He was Tommy with a stick. I could have eat him and his kid. I don't feel good about this. You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only a thousand times.
Hilarious. Nothing was out of bounds for him.
Comedy, as he would say, comedy is about surprises. So if you're intending to make someone laugh and they don't laugh, that's funny.
Exactly. And to like, him. If you watch the video of that, yeah. Like, there's no way they thought that was coming. And then I want to talk about the crocodile. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Absolutely.
Here's another one. This is from SNL.
And finally, back again, Burt Reynolds in a commanding lead with $14.
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
Great. Burt Reynolds.
That's not my name.
Okay. Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, what do you want?
You buzzed in.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion.
I hate my job.
So
phenomenal.
So he's got this big crazy hat on because it's actually a great visual joke as well, because Norm MacDonald had the big 10-gallon crazy hat on like Burt Reynolds would wear. And also, Burt Reynolds, whatever reason, kind of like Mike Ditka, chewed a lot of gum. Mm-hmm. Always the gums in the side of his mouth. He's just like, nah, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't. So he had like the little fake mustache that Reynolds wore in the late 70s,
that's
or
your
early
opinion.
80s.
That's your opinion.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's perfect.
Perfect.
So it's just, and the comedy is about timing. And for him, he was not afraid to go into dark places to pull out laughs.
And here is one of those examples. So you remember Conan O'Brien was given The Tonight Show.
Yes, he was.
And then it was taken away.
Uh-huh.
Take that back.
It's unbelievable.
We're not going to let you do that show. After he'd been announced, the whole thing.
You know, it's great. Jay Leno just did an interview, like literally this week, where he says he forgives Conan O'Brien for the way Conan handled that whole situation.
What?
I don't want to derail us, dude. But the fact that Jay Leno is forgiving Conan is hilarious.
It's
wow.
Well, so typical. But that's Cap's guy. He loved middle America humor. That's what you got from Jay Leno.
Is that serious, though, or is that just Jay Leno?
No, it was a serious line in an interview.
See, because I would actually respect Jay Leno if he was poking fun at himself by saying that. But if he's actually being serious...
No, he's saying time's moved on, let bygones be bygones, and I forgive Conan.
Is he doing that jokingly?
No, it's no joke.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's not a joke.
I can believe Jay Leno was not joking because he's not funny.
I agree with you, Hoodie, but I was going to give him credit. I was like, that could actually be funny if
Come
Jay
on,
said...
Come on, I'm funny. Ugh,
so Norm was on with Conan, and he gives him a gift basket for his final Tonight Show, which was the fastest run in the history of television. Take a listen.
It's so nice of you to stop by and you...
Well, I want to drop by, show my respects, you know?
Well, you know, for you to bring a basket commemorating sort of the tough situation I'm in is really nice.
Yeah. Well, that's not what that is.
Well, what is this basket for?
Oh, this is an older basket. I procrastinate, as you know. And this is a basket I got you back in June.
Wait a minute. Norm, you've had this basket since June?
Yeah.
I've seen you. You've been on the show like three times. Why didn't you ever give me the basket?
I keep forgetting it. But I wanted you to know I bought it. It was $60. And I wouldn't open it. I think it would smell. Well, there's a card also.
I see that. It says congrats on it. That's terrific.
I don't know. Can I read it?
Yeah, why not?
Congratulations, Conan, on finally securing your place as permanent host of The Tonight Show. That's something they can never take away from you. It is perhaps the shrewdest programming decision ever made by the NBC Brain Trust. Sure, the pressure is on, but if I know you, Conan O'Brien, miserable failure is not an option. You are the new king of late night.
Thank you
so much.
Long
live the king.
That was awesome. That was him.
Yeah. That was him. And by the way, you would like him even more so because he loves sports gambling. Did you know he was into that?
I did not know till I was reading something last night that he was very much into and talked about how he didn't have much in his apartment in Vegas when he lived there.
Yeah.
Because he would be flush with cash and then broke.
He was a degenerate gambler. And the best would be, you know me, I don't like golf, but if you followed Norm MacDonald on Twitter, he would tweet basically every single shot of a PGA tournament. Like he was doing play-by-play of the tournament on Twitter.
Wow.
Well, keep in mind, and you might go along with this sometimes as well, Cap, as Norm MacDonald once said, I don't care for sex. I find it embarrassing and a dull exercise. I prefer sports where you can win.
That was him. That was his brand of humor. And 61 years old. He's been sick since he was 52.
Yeah.
Cancer. And I didn't know it. And I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. Danny was a fan to the point where you went and saw him in person.
Right across the street at the Chicago Theater.
And none of that ever hit the media. And he said, I kept most of my family shut out of this. And my fans, it was my job to make you laugh.
Do you guys remember why he was fired from SNL?
Oh, yeah. OJ.
Was it the OJ thing?
Well, he was relentless. He was the host of Weekend Update, and he was relentless about going after OJ over and over again with numerous jokes all the time. And Don Ohlmeyer, who ran NBC at the time, was good friends with OJ and told him to knock it off, and he would not knock it off. And so eventually they were like, you're fired.
Can I play this?
Which one?
OJ?
Well, there's plenty. Go ahead.
We'll play it right after we take a quick timeout. We got some OJ. It's pretty amazing stuff. We'll be right back.
And now, here's David Kaplan.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you, buddy. This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. They're back. And they host Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa, Purdue this fall. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
The Chicago Cubs are on the air.
1984.
This Chuck Swirsky, always a pleasure as the Chicago Cubs are on the air on Radio 720. WGN.
Your voices never cease to amaze me.
Which voices? That was Chuck that came in.
Hey, Chuck. How are you, buddy?
Great.
There you go.
Don't call my house again.
That's a true story. Me and my brother call, getting him out of the directory assistance. Calling him up to tell him what an awful take he had on Sports Central. Anyway, a little more on Norm MacDonald, then I want to get your opinion on something that bothered me last night in the Cubs game.
Sure.
This is Norm MacDonald on O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson's new fitness video was released this week, and hitting the shelves next week, Simpson's newest video, Dorf on Stocking. The crowd is torn.
Here's OJ on books.
And the Pope came out with a book this week, which contains a series of essays examining faith and morality in today's secular world and the changing role of the Catholic Church as it approaches the 21st century. The book is entitled, God Himself Told Me That OJ Is Guilty. In other book news, Prince Charles released an autobiography in which he states that he never loved Princess Di and that his father pressured him to marry her. The book is entitled, Of Course OJ Did It. I mean, come on. And finally, in honor of the 50th anniversary of their first publication, Random House will be releasing special commemorative issues of many Dr. Seuss classics. The first to hit the bookshelves will be Green Eggs and Ham and OJ is Guilty.
And they fired him.
Yes. Now, here's the question. Lorne Michaels didn't know that he was going to read that on Weekend Update? Of course he did.
He had to have.
So, I mean, if Lorne didn't think it was too much.
Don Ohlmeyer did.
Didn't fire Lorne.
Nope.
One last one. When he hosted the ESPYs, this was around the same time back in 1998, Charles Woodson, not yet in the NFL, had just won the Heisman Trophy. And so that teed Norm up for another shot at OJ.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. Great, Manny. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case...
How about that one?
Oh, that's timing.
That was an amazingly intense one.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's all about timing. And you heard, like, in the first cut that we played, there's a smattering of, It's so he wins. Either way, right? Half the people in the audience hated that joke. Some loved it and somewhere in between thought, that's a little bit uncomfortable. That's what he's looking for.
Exactly.
The comedy's in the uncomfortable.
Hoodie and
which I enjoy
at the ESPYs too. The best is the visual with that. They pan on Ken Griffey Jr. in the audience, who's right next to like Charles Woodson, and the look of disgust that Jr. has. Because look, in the ESPYs crowd, there's a lot of people who at that time knew O.J. Simpson very well and had personal experiences where they didn't feel comfortable at that moment saying anything bad about him.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know who Norm really was, like if you're not sure of his comedic style. Google Norm Macdonald moth joke. It's a little long to play here,
yeah.
But it's such a random, long, crazy joke, and you'll understand exactly who he is.
I watched it yesterday.
Yeah.
I've watched it yesterday.
Recently, I watched it on YouTube. It is long, but it's a great story.